Now the Mishnah says like this: the Torah mes trumosoi umais roisof ledaitoi. Again, this is a continuation of the first Mishnah before, that a person makes an issa neder not to have any enjoyment from his friend, still these things he's allowed to do to you. He's allowed to take off truma for you, he's allowed to take off your maisos for you, ledaitoi. If you give him permission, like we'll see in the Gemara, who gives permission, who's das? Like the shlichus, who gave permission to? But the whole point of this is not cool, he's giving you enjoyment. He's being mafra truma from your own fruits. So he's just being mafra truma, it's like a maisa afrosha, it's like a maisa mitzvah, it's not cool, he's giving you enjoyment. So even though you made a neder, you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from him, still he's allowed to take off truma and maisers for you. Same thing, let's say the person's a kohen, and you made a nisa neder not to have any enjoyment from him, still the Mishnah says, umak revolov, kine zovin, kine zovois, kino yoledos, and chatois v'yashomis. But if the person is a kohen, he's allowed to be makir of these kabonis for you. And we'll see in the Gemara why the Mishnah B'davka picked on these type of kabonis. If it applies to any type of a korban, or maybe only to these kabonis. If you're a zav or a zav or a yoledos, that you have to bring these kingdom, these different birds you have to bring. So if he's a kohen, he's allowed to bring it for you. He can be makir if it's not cool, like he's giving you any hanor. It's an indirect hanor. Weiter, and about chatoyis v'yashomos also in the Gemara. What type of a korban oshem, what type of a korban chatis, like why only these korbanos, not other korbanos? Then the Mishnah says, u'malamdoi medrish halochas v'yagodis. Even though you made an issa neder, you can't have any enjoyment from him, still he's allowed to teach you medrish, or halochas or agodis. Because from these things it's only a mitzvah, that the Ran says, the mitzvah's lav lehenes nitna. And you're not supposed to take money for these things, therefore it's not called an enjoyment of money, it's only called an enjoyment of a mitzvah, and by mitzvahs we say, mitzvahs lav lehenes nitna. Therefore it's mutter. Avol lo yilamdenu mikra, but he's not allowed to teach you chumish, because for chumish that you're allowed to take pay, so it's sort of like you're getting direct enjoyment from him. Avol malamitu es bonov v'yes benois of mikra, but he's allowed to teach your children mikra, that he's allowed to. Even though really the father is supposed to teach his son mikra, and maybe even if the father can't do it, if he hires somebody else, he has to pay the person money. But our kopon here, it's called an indirect tanur. It's called that he's only teaching it to the son, he's not teaching it to the person himself, therefore it's mutter. Because if shat is, that's called like a grama, it's only a gurum hanotim, by hanur, by neder, that's mutter. Now the Gemara says like this. Iboilu here, we have a question like this. Hani kahani. The Kahanim, when they bring Karbonis for Yisrael, like we know the Loch is a regular Yisrael is not allowed to bring a Korban. He can't make the Kabbalah, he can't make the Zriko, so you have to have a Korban doing the Korban for you. You have to have a Kayin doing the Korban for you. So Loch is Hani Kahani, Shlucha di Dan Heve, or Shlucha di Shemaya. Are they considered a Shliach from us when a Kayin brings a Korban for Yisrael? Is it considered like the Yisrael made the Kohen his shliach, and the Kohen is doing it for the Yisrael? It's called he's giving a direct enjoyment to the Yisrael. Or Shlucha d'Shemaya, or else no, the Kohen of the Pshat is it's a mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu like told them to bring Kabonis. So when they bring a Korban for Yisrael, it's not considered like they're a shliach of a Yisrael, but rather they're a shliach of the Shemaya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ran speaks out, even though the Gemara in Yuma already was Persia the Shiloh, and the Gemara they came out to say that for sure they have to be Shlucha the Shemaya, they cannot be our Shliach, because we have a klal that anything that we ourselves cannot do, you can't make a Shliach do. So since a Yisrael himself can't bring a Korban, how can you make a Shliach, how can you make a Korban a Shliach for him to do it? Something you yourself can't do. Therefore, min asvara, the Gemara comes out in Yuma that Kahanim have to be shlucha d'shemayi. It's a Kodesh Baruch shliach. They're doing it because there's a mitzvah for them to bring kabonis. So the Ran says, I call upon him, our Gemara has a shayla, can we bring a proof from a Mishnah or a Braisa? We don't only want to have a svara. Is there any proof from a Mishnah or Braisa? What should be the halacha? Tasti boilihu. Do we have any proof from our Mishnah to this shayla? Is a Kayin a Shliach to Shemaya, or is a Shliach of Yisrael? So Gemara says clearly, Lamai Nafkamina, what's the difference? Who's the Shliach the Kayin is? So the Gemara says, the Nafkamina is in the din of our Mishnah. Lemudur Hano, nafgamina, somebody makes nisa neder not to have enjoyment from the other person, and the other person is a kohen, is that person allowed to bring your korban or not? If you want to say this kohen is called your shliach, it's called like you have to appoint him, and he's doing the korban for you, is if so, mahamilei, it's considered a direct hanor, he's giving you enjoyment, the fact that he's working for you, he's bringing the korban for you, the osir, and then it should be also for the kohen. If there's an issa there that you can't have enjoyment from him, it should be also to have enjoyment from this kohen. So the kohen should be also to bring for you the korban. But the amrit, if you want to tell me that no, but rather shluchei d'shmaya, that they consider the shliach of Hashem, and memela sharia, it should be mutter, because like Duran says, mitzvahs lav lehenes nitna, like all they're doing is just a mitzvah of a korban, and that's mitzvahs lav lehenes nitna. It's not called they're giving you direct enjoyment, because they're not directly our shliach. So that's the shalom. What's the halacha? So this the Gemara goes to bring a clear proof from our Mishnah. The Gemara says, Toshima, come in here. Tznan, it says clearly in our Mishnah, O makrivolov kinei zovin. It says that if the person's a kohen, even though the Yisrael made a neder, he can't have any enjoyment from the kohen, still the kohen is allowed to bring the kabonis for him. See yamrich luchadidan kamahanilei. So, Gura, how could you tell me that a kohen is called a shliach of the Yisrael? If so, why is it mutter for the kohen to bring the korban for the Yisrael? It should be considered like he's giving you direct enjoyment. That should be also. So, the Gura, it should be a proof from our Mishnah that the pshat from a kohen is he's considered totally a shliach to Shemaya. He's only a shliach of Hashem. He's not called a shliach of us, of the Yisrael. Therefore, there's no Yisrael hanor. So Gemara says, no, maybe there's no proof from our Mishnah. Ulataymech, even according to you, that you want to say that a kohen is the pshat, he's a shliach to Shemaya, and therefore it's mutter by mudr hanor for the kohen to bring your kabonis. If so, if that would be pshat in our Mishnah, listening makrivol of kabonis, why didn't the Mishnah stam say that the kohen is allowed to bring kabonis for you? Like, why does the Mishnah only say these special cases of a kinei zovin, or zovois, or yoledes? Why does it only say these type of kabonis? If the pshat that our Mishnah is going, that the kahana mashlucha d'shmaya, so then there's no iser in the hanor for the kohen to bring a korban for you, the Mishnah should have said stam, makriv all of kabonis, any korban there is, the kohen's allowed to bring it for you. How come the Mishnah only says these? So the Ran explains, so the pshat could be just the opposite, that our Mishnah really holds that the kahanim ashlucha didan, a kohen is a shliach of the Yisrael when he brings the korban, and therefore for regular korbanos, true, a kohen is not allowed to bring for the Yisrael. If there's an iser hanor here, so the kohen, he can't be a shliach of the Yisrael. He cannot bring his korban because it's considered like the kohen is given direct enjoyment back to the Yisrael. So if so, why are the Mishnah these korbanos different? I tell you, elo mechusrei kaporashani. The Mishnah's kabonis, Abadavka, talking about these type of kabonis of a zav, a zovan, yoledis, and even the chatas v'yashamas also goes upon a zova, a zovis. Rasa v'mitzera, the v'kitzas also going from a chusik yipurim like a mitzera, that's what it means, the chatas v'yashamas. Only these type of kabonis of somebody that's a mechusik kapora that needs the korban like to be matim for a kapora like a yoledis, or a zav or a zav of a mitzvah. There the kabbonis are not really, I mean, the kapara there doesn't really mean for a forgiveness, but it means that there's halacha, they can't eat kachim until they bring this korban. So these kabbonis are different, that here the kohen is not considered a direct shliach of the Israel. But other kabbonis, it could be that the pshat is that kahana mashlucha didan, they're our shliach. And therefore, in the case where we do need shlichus, it's also for the kohen to bring our korban. But b'davka, by these kabbonis of mechusa kapor, here it's different. Why? The Omer Rabbi Yechon, because Rabbi Yechon says, ha'kil tzrichin das, by regular korban, before the kohen can bring the korban, he has to have das. You have to have consent from the Bailam, from the Yisrael. Before you bring the korban for the Yisrael, you have to have das of the Yisrael, that he's given you the consent that, okay, you could bring the korban for him. In other words, by regular korban, tzrichim das, says in your shlichus, that the kohen is our shliach. but chutz mi mechusre kapora, excluding though these kabonis of a mechusre kapora, over here you do not have to have das bailim. So therefore, since you do not have to have das bailim, therefore here there's no din of shlichus. Like the Ran says, chutz mi mechusre kapora, za v'zavu mitzorim mitzoras v'yeledis, over kula ksiv, all these it says teras, it says zois teras hazav. For korulu mechusa kapora, why are all these cases called mechusa kapora? Mishum shasuru mekonis lemigdash. They're not allowed to go into the base of migdash. For lechol the kochim or eat kochim, achiyaviyu kaporosan, until they bring the kapora. Fahani kivon diyen karbonon, bola kapora. Here these karbonas are not coming stamped for a kapora for a forgiveness. Is ain't tzrichen das? Therefore, the kohen does not have to have the das of the bailim. But wherever the korban is coming for a kapora, then the kohen has to have das of the owner of the bailim of the Yisrael, and then taka would be a din of shlichus. But over here, by these kabonas of the mechusa kapora, where it's not really for kapora, it's only to be matter them tit kochim, here you don't have to have das. What does Rabbi Yechon say this for? He brings a proof. Sherei odam mevi korban abono v'abonos v'aktanim. A person who bring a korban for his son, shenema the pasuk says zois teres hazav. This is the halacha of the zav. Ben gadol ben katan. Mashma, even though the zav is a katan, still he has these chiyuvim to bring these sets of korbanos. So chiyuvim is a katan. Who brings the korban? The father brings the korban. So you see, the owner, the katan, you don't need his das, because if you need his das, the katan doesn't have das. All right, turn over. Let's see the Ran. The Ran says, "V'chihechi diyodem mevi korban al benoy koton shein lo das." Just like the father could bring the korban like for his son, even though his son doesn't have any das, is ochinami shloimi daiti achaveroi. The same thing, the kohen could bring the korban of a zav for a zav, like for a zav or for a zava, even without their das. Therefore, since you don't need their das, therefore there's no din of shlichus. But by a korban that's coming for a kapara, where there you do need the das of the bailim, it could be that the kana mashlucha didan, and therefore regular korban a kohen cannot bring if there's nisa neda that the Yisrael can't have enjoyment from him. So Gemara says, "Ela meyativ so the Rabbi Yechanan zois teras hayeledis." Not that the pasuk says zois teras hayeledis. You want to make a drush like, how come you bring me a proof you don't need das? Because you dash in this pasuk of ben katana ben gedela. Even though the Yeledis is a Katana, still there's this Pasha of the Karbonis, and by Katana doesn't have Das, so you see, you don't have to have Das. And the Ran says, the Svirulei, the Teiras, also the Rebuye Katan. So, Zois Teiras Yeledis, Michael Rebuye. Yeleim, Beinel, Bein Katana, for Tanav, Beivoy. The Rebbe Yechon said, when the Apostle says Zois Teiras, like by Zav, it means even a Katan and a Katana. So that's how we know you don't have to have Das over there. So if so, Zois Teiras means even a Katana, how do you dashen by a Yeledis? And we say when she gives birth, she has to bring this Karbonis, and it says Zois Teiras. If you want to tell me it means even a Katana, for the Gemara that can't be, V'atoni Rav Beivoi, Kaimid Rav Nachman, that Sholosh Noshim Mishamosh Shais B'moich. There are three ladies that have a Heter or else have a Chiev. When they have Tashmash, when they live with their husbands, they have to use Katan, in order that they should not become pregnant. And the reason is, Ketana, the three are, Ketana, or Mubera Samanika. Or Ketana, she's less than 12 years old, or else she's pregnant, or else she's nursing. What's the reason why that Rebbeva holds like this? Ketana, Shema Tisaba Vatomas. Because the Ketana, if she's less than 12 years old, we're afraid maybe she'll become pregnant, and if she becomes pregnant, she's just going to die from it. So this is the proof that you see, Ketana can't give birth. If she does become pregnant, she'll die from it. So that's why we don't want the Katana to become pregnant. That's why she's supposed to be Meshamesh Yastomach. But Lacha, we don't hold like this. We hold that the Chomin that say, Shem Epshoyim Hashem, that even these three Noshim don't have to be Meshamesh Yastomach. But I call upon him, the Shem Epshoyim Hashem, that they won't become pregnant. But I call upon him, you see that a Katana cannot give birth. Says so, how do you dash in Zois Teiras Hayeledis to be marb even a Katana? So Gemara says, Anechanami, Hahi zois teras hayaledes. You know, we dashing from the word teras bayaledes. It means bein pikches bein shaita. Whether the wife is a smart lady, number one, or whether she's a shaita. And even though she's a shaita, still the husband has to bring a korban. And the Gemara says like shekein oda meivi korban alishtai shaita kedivrei Rabbi Yehuda. That there is such a yisrael that a mola husband has to bring the korban for his wife. See, here, that's the rebuke of this pasuk, that zeis teras yeledis. Even if yeledis, the wife, is a shoita, that she herself, l'chura, doesn't have chiyuvim to bring the korban, she doesn't have any das, still the husband is supposed to bring her korban. Therefore, pass the word zeis teras, even by yeledis also. And that we see by the korban of yeledis, you don't have to have her das, because even though she's a shoita, she doesn't have any das, still the husband is supposed to bring the korban for her. And that's what Yehuda Shita. The Tanya would have like this. And the Rambam speaks out, it's not only Reb Yehuda, but Reb Yehuda is the one that says this clearly. That's why we say Kedivri Reb Yehuda. But really, everybody would agree to this, that a korban yoledes does not need hadas. The Tanya would learn Reb Yehuda Weiner. Odom mevi korban oshir alishtoi. In the case where the wife did a type of a chet, that she has to bring a korban, that's called the korban olu b'yerid, that depends how rich she is, what type of a korban she brings. So if the husband is a rich person, she has to bring a korban asher. And also, the whole korbanus, shechayeves, any korban that she's chayiv to bring, the husband has the chayiv to bring it. Shekach koisiv lo. That's what he writes to her in the ksuba. He writes, v'achrayis disli alach min kedamas dinan. So really, the Mefarshim says, shekach koisiv means here the opposite. That when the husband gives her a get, so now she writes like a shayva, like a receipt, back to her husband and saying that I'm pattering you, like I'm freeing you from now on for the chayvas. Shekhosla v'achrayas disli alai min kodamat inon. All the achrayas, the chiyuvim that you had upon me, now I'm freeing you from. But I call upon him, we see here that there is such a yisoid that a husband has to bring kabonis for his wife. So therefore we dash in the pasuk zayis teras yeledis, that teaches even if your wife is a shaitam, still there's a chiv to bring the korban yeledes for her. So you see here also, you don't have to have das for these korbanos. So that's why it's good our Mishnah. So it's possible to say that the kahanim really are shluchu didan, that in the case where the korban needs das, a kohen cannot bring it, there's a mudir hanor. That our Mishnah says it's mutter, it's only by these korbanos of mechusa kaparo, that you do not have to have das. Therefore, if you do not have to have das, the kohen is not considered our shliach. Now the Gemara says, Moser Rav Shimi Baraba. Shimi Baraba says, Akasha. It says, in the case like this, we have made a neder, not to have enjoyment from this person. And the person is the Kayin, it says clearly still, Yizrak Olav Dam Chatos of Dam HaShomai. He's allowed to bring the korban for you. He can make this rika for you on your korban chatos and your korban oshem. So the Havaminer is, Mashem any chatos, any oshem, even a regular korban chatos, that's only a kaparo. So you see, even by regular kabonis also, the kahanim are allowed to bring it for us, even though there's nisa neder. So who you see, kahanim are not considered our shliach didan, but rather they consider a shliach d'shmaya. So the Gemara says, no, could be there's no proof in this braisa. I tell you, the braisa means, dam chatos shel metzora, v'dam asham shel metzora. Tehsir zois tia teres hametzora, ben gadol or ben katan, like we learned before. Maybe only by these kabbonos of Mechusa Kapara, where it says, Zois Tiyas Teres HaMetzora, that we dashen whether the Metzora is a godl or a cotton, still the korban could be brought for him. How is the korban brought for cotton? So you see, clearly you don't have to have das. So maybe only by these kabbonos of Mechusa Kapara, where you don't have to have das, here we say the kain is not our shliach. He's only a shliach d'shmai, it's only called doing a mitzvah. But it could be maybe by regular korban chatis, where it's brought like Kapara, for forgiveness. There you have to have das of the owner. There maybe it's considered the kohen is called our shliach. Maybe there, true, maybe we be yosa. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding that flamed volum at Aleph. Okay, we're in the middle of the Shiloh, when a Kohen brings a Korban for Yisrael, is it considered that the Kohen is a Shliach Tidan? He's our Shliach, like the Yisrael appoints him to be a Shliach for him? or else as a considered shlucha de Shemaya, it's like a Kodesh Baruch Hu makes the Kohen a shliach to bring kabonis. Before the shalom, the nafkamina was by a mudr hano. In the case you make an issa neder that you can't have any enjoyment from that person, and that person is a kohen. So the shalom is that kohen allowed to bring a korban for you. If he's considered your shliach, he's working for you, he's giving you enjoyment, he can't bring a korban for you. But if he's not considered your shliach, he's doing it for Hashem's sake, so it's only called doing a mitzvah, and mitzvah slav lahen es nitna. So Gemara wanted to bring a mind from our Mishnah that says he could bring kabonis. So Gemara said, no, our Mishnah are different. The kabonis in our Mishnah are kabonis mechusa kippurim, that you don't need das. Since you don't need das, therefore it's not called a shliach. But maybe a regular korban, not a mechusa kippurim, when it's covering for a kapara, then true, you need das of the bailim, and then the kohen is maybe called the shliach of the Israel, and then it's awesome.